May 28, 1918. The jealousy of the love of Jesus for Louisa is so great that it takes everything away from her. Finding myself in my usual state, I was saying to my beloved Jesus, "Jesus, love me. I have more right than others to be loved, because neither do I love anyone but you, nor does anyone love me. And if someone seems to love me, it is for the good that comes to them, not for me. Therefore, between my love and yours, no other love enters in the middle." And sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, this is nothing other than my strongest love. And it is such that the jealousy of my love for you takes all things away from you. And my jealousy is such that I remain on guard, so that not even a shadow of love of creature may breathe on you. At the most, I tolerate that some may love you in me, but not outside of me, otherwise I would make them flee. And this also means that neither have you entered into any heart, nor has anyone entered into yours." Then, around night time, Jesus came back with the Queen Mama, calling me by name, as if they wanted me to pay attention. How beautiful it was to see Mama and Jesus speaking to each other. The Celestial Mama was saying, "My son, what are you doing? What you want to do is too much. I have the rights of mother, and I grieve that my children have to suffer so much. You want to open heaven to scourges and destroy creatures and the food that will serve to nourish them. With infectious diseases, you want to inundate them. What shall they do? You say that you love this daughter of mine. How much will she suffer if you do this? So as not to embitter her, you will not do it." And she pulled him toward me. But Jesus, determined, answered, "I cannot. I divert many evils because of her, but not everything. My mama, let us allow the whirl of evils to pass, so that they may surrender." Then they said many other things between themselves, which I could not fully understand. I remained terrified, but I hope that Jesus will placate himself.